The White House says President Trump will visit areas affected by Florence next week. Since the storm hit North Carolina's coast this morning, 5 people have died. That number is expected to climb. Florence continues to drench the eastern part of the state, even as it heads into South Carolina. Evacuation orders went out days ago along the coast, and yet many people chose to stay in their homes.
One of them is Marilyn Cullison. She lives in coastal Swansboro, North Carolina, but her house is 24 feet above sea level. She thought she'd be out of the water's reach, and yet...
It's about high tide, and I'm watching waves break over the seawall and into my yard where I don't have a seawall. This is not a normal thing that I see. I don't usually see waves breaking in my yard.
Levi Alligood also chose to wait out the storm. He lives in Blunt's Creek, where a storm surge forced water up the river. Alligood went out earlier today to assess the damage and broadcast it on Facebook Live.
It's bad. It's real bad. Belly button deep. I think I just saw an alligator. Y'all stay safe. I'm praying for the best for all of them.
We called Alligood once he got back on dry land to ask why he ventured out.
This is my third hurricane living here without power. The storm surge has just been crazy. I've never seen anything like this, and we might not ever see it again, so I'm going to document it. It was just something I wanted to have on record.